I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Turn on the TV these days, and chances are the news will be painting Russia as the villain.
Taking you to Paris now, where the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, is making his remarks during his trip to Europe there. He's going to be addressing Syria's use of chemical weapons and how Russia supports it. Let's listen in.
President Trump took to Twitter today to unleash another wave of criticism on the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
A Russian curling medalist, Alexander Krushelnitsky, charged with a doping offense at Pyeongchang.
From meddling in Syria to meddling in U.S. politics to meddling in the medals at the Olympics, Russia is really in the hot seat these days. Journalist and writer Natalia Antonova joins us from New York City. So it's been a bad press week for all things Russian. You're an American now, Natalia, but does it bother you how much of a bad rap Russia is getting in the media?
Well, I mean, I think that on one hand, obviously, we need our villains, particularly when it comes to foreign villains. We just love them, right? On the other hand, I feel like Russia is often very happy to play up the role of villain. I feel that Vladimir Putin actually on some level buys into the Steve Bannon logic of that, you know, being Darth Vader is a powerful thing. So I'm kind of, you know, 50-50 on this situation right now.
What about these 17 indictments, though? I mean, that's serious stuff. I mean, do Russians back home care about this?
Well, Russians know that nobody's getting extradited. That is just a fact. It's not going to happen. So to them, it's just political theater meant to hurt Trump. And of course, because Russians are more cynical about politics in general and the way our political system works in particular, they basically see this as more of like a power play rather than any kind of a legitimate case.
I mean, a lot of what we saw in this indictment is not new, but it's kind of part of the historic record now. And the press kind of follows that in this country. It seems every news story suggests Russians cheat or are hostile or threatening and crafty. I mean, what do you think all this says about the future of the relationship between the U.S. and Russia?
Well, you know, I'm of the opinion that pendulums that swing very far one way will eventually swing back. Mm. And obviously, I'm talking long game here. And by the way, I should point out that the Kremlin really isn't good at long game stuff.
There's been kind of a weird narrative through the weekend. When Donald Trump turns his anger over the Parkland shootings into anger over the FBI and the Mueller investigation, how do you think Russians react to that? I mean, what have you seen? Because I can't imagine how they'd react if Vladimir Putin did the same thing to his investigative bodies.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I feel like it really shows the level of it basically shows us that, you know, Donald Trump is not a statesman. Shocker, right? To alienate, you know, your own guys like that is, you know, not something that can be done. Of course, Putin does it too. I mean, we have to understand that Putin also has like his folksy style and he regularly berates, you know, say his governors. He's much more careful, of course, about publicly berating people who, you know, like work in the security services for a very clear reason. I mean, he was in the KGB himself. Those are the people he respects and understands, and he relies on them for protection and everything else. So I do think that Donald Trump, on the one hand, just seems very foolish here to anyone, to Russians or to us. But at the same time, also, I feel like there is that, you know, because if it's not your president, right, you can sort of have fun with it and see it as an entertaining kind of popcorn-y spectacle. And I feel like to a lot of Russian people right now, it's like, oh, you know, this guy, at least he tells it like it is. He's the only guy in D.C. who just, you know, can't keep his mouth shut for whatever reason or whether it's pathological or something. And yeah, that's just how he's going to be. So to them, it's more of like, you know, eat the popcorn and watch the crazy, you know, happen in real time, basically.
Journalist and writer Natalia Antonova in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.